Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
I'm honored to be here.
He can tell you what you can expect.
I expect you to stick to the deadlines you've agreed to.
I'm straight up mentally ill.
And I expect to be treated as such.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we KGO go.
I said that we were going to start a political revolution. We have won New Hampshire. Now let's take it to the rest of the country. And I have one other message. I said a hip hop, hippie to the hippie, the hip hop, a hop, and you don't stop to rock it to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie, the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. See, I am Bernie S. and I'd like to say hello. To the black, to the white, to the red, to the brown, to the White House, I will go. But first I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock, you don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you heard me speak and you heard what I stand for. So vote for me, not Hillary. Screw the rich, I'm for the poor. That's check right. It out, I'm a D-E-M-O-C-R-A-T. I know what I believe. I'm wise with the old, hot with the young. Gonna get their school for free. By the time I get out of office, I'll be pushing 83. I got better suits than Larry David, who's been impersonating me. Yes, that's right. Who is your daddy now? I am not a socialist. I have a kosher list.
Well, and it looks like he has a press suit on tonight. I'm not sure exactly what Hillary's running for or wearing tonight. Premier of Thailand, maybe? I don't know. Manager of the Chinese buffet? I'm not sure. But anyway.
Golden Empress?
That's it. Exactly. All right. Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining us. We've got a lot going on here tonight, including Tara Fields. We'll be talking about love. Why not? It's in the air.
Or not.
Or not.
We've got all kinds of options for you. Single, significant other, poly. Well, we might not go there. I don't know. We'll talk to Johnny Funcheap as well.
Yes. He'll tell us all the free things that you can do, and I'll be taking notes. So we just played Bernie Sanders. We had fun with that. But what the big buzz is, and we broke this story last night with Funny or Die, Johnny Depp playing Donald Trump in this 50-minute Funny or Die video. And this is getting lots of viral play. Let me see. Henry Winkler's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Lloyd, Andy Richter, Kenny Loggins, and also Alf. Who knew? Alf's in
this. I haven't gotten to the Alf part yet. Yeah, we played part of the theme last night. Right. I didn't realize it was actual Kenny Loggins, like, doing that great stuff that he did in the 80s.
Yeah. So here's a clip from the 50-minute Funny or Die video.
I first started to master the art of the deal back in 1966, when I was at Wharton Business School. So, while other kids were busy smoking reefers and contracting herpes in Saigon, I was studying foreclosure notices so that I could be a real estate mogul just like my dad.
My dad died in Vietnam. He was a hero.
I would say it's a little bit more heroic not to get killed. I had my own Vietnam. I had to start up with nothing but the shirt on my back and a small $1 million loan from my father.
How awful.
You know that it was barely enough to buy a nice building on Central Park South? Can you believe it?
And it's great. I mean, it's 50 minutes long and it's Funny or Die, so it's a must watch. But hey, you know, if it's that or the debate, pick this. Really, honest to God.
Haven't we been to this debate before?
And I love Cruz running the, and I think it's Cruz, or no, it's the super PAC that's just out to get Trump. That's their only purpose in life, is just to dump Trump with the Trump action figures. Did you see that, that commercial?
I did
that's
not.
Running?
Where yeah, do yeah, I yeah. write a check or yeah. give my credit card information to?
Well, I mean, it's a GOP super PAC, and it's just so one of the other candidates can win.
Wait, I'd be giving my money to Republicans?
Yes, you would. But the only thing they're doing is trying to get rid of Trump. You know, so Ted Cruz or Jeb, see if Jeb. Oh, that's interesting. Jeb still can't fix it. Last week he was breaking out mom. This week he's breaking out his brother. So W's going to make the scene. I mean, why do we want to go back there? I don't. Is that a good idea?
That is not a good idea. That is such a bad idea. I can't believe how bad it is.
Busting out the war criminal? I mean, come
good
on.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Last night.
Yeah, I mean, come on. How desperate does that reek of? Because yeah. that's so dicey.
I'd say.
It's beyond dicey. I think it's a huge, it's talk epic fail.
Let's go back to Bernie. Last night he interrupted Stephen Colbert's monologue. Listen to this.
You can't always get what you want. You have to do things that are responsible. And
Stephen, that is not true. Stephen, you can do what you want and be responsible.
But Senator, these shows are supposed to start with a host standing up talking to a camera.
Stephen, that's what the elites want you to think. You've got to follow your heart. Go your own way. The revolution is possible. You are the revolution. And this time, the revolution will literally be televised.
Well, okay, I mean, that's a strong message. I understand, but at least I have to say who's on the show, sir. And I'll be sitting down with presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders.
How did you get him? He's electrifying.
Oh, my God. His ability to make fun of his own self is just really, he's hitting all the sweet spots,
well, okay, so speaking of entertainment things, one thing that we need to hit on before we move on, and we could get to funny Johnny Funcheap, which is coming up here, but funny thing today is the Kanye West thing. The chaos that continues. I swear, they're all in cahoots. Harvey Levin, who owns TMZ, Ryan Seacrest, who basically runs E!, and then the Kardashians and Kanye. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. But Kanye dropped his album. Did he drop it? Today at his fashion show. So, you know, the whole thing was come up with a name for the album. It was going to be Waves. Then it was going to be Swish. Or it was going to be Swish. Then Waves. And then it was TLOP. And you were supposed to guess whatever the hell that was supposed to be.
Ugh, God.
So there was, I don't know.
Big fat who cares, right?
Right. Tomatoes, lettuce, onion, pickles, the love of pizza, thumb, love, orifice, posterior. That's what I was thinking, just saying. So then it is The Life of Pablo. And then Pablo who? Escobar? Or Picasso?
Pablo the fish?
I know. Yes, Miley Cyrus's Blowfish.
Dead fish, by the way.
And so this dropped today, and he played his new album off of his laptop in Madison Square Garden. You know, it's just not an album release party. It was for his fashion show. And in one of the songs, he talks about hooking up with Taylor Swift. So the Swifties are going insane tonight.
Yeah.
And I know you don't like Taylor Swift, but come on.
Even
you know.
For a moment, I felt for her because...
Right. Now she's in the middle of the Black China, Rob Kardashian, Amber Rose, Kanye
Look,
West, Lamar
I,
Odom.
Right, but
Khloe
I
Kardashian
don't care
world.
Who you
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
Having Kanye West sing about how you should have sex with him because he made you famous is really, really outrageous and disrespectful and what's the other word I'm looking for? It's obnoxious as all hell.
TLOP, a total lack of professionalism.
Right.
Yeah, there you have it.
Taylor Swift should have sex with me because she's nothing without me. And you're a married man. I know it's just a song, but oh my God.
She's okay. Just wait and see what happens in the next 24 hours with the Swifties because she's got her own army. And,
oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's on.
Social media is going nuts.
So you think it's
and
Trump.
And she's winning.
You know, you think it's Trump and it's Cruz and it's Hillary and Bernie. No, not so much. I mean, you know, the rest
Swift
of the world.
West, West Swift.
That's.
Who are you for?
We're going with the Swifties today. We're rolling with the Swifties. All right, time for us to take a break and we'll be back with Johnny Funcheap. First, let's check out the traffic situation with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Today that 35% of the lobster you order at restaurants isn't actually even lobster. Even at Red Lobster, allegedly, it could not be sometimes. 35% of the time.
So all the guys who gave it to Beyonce really good are getting fake lobster.
I know, right? And then Beyonce had that in her, you know, in her Formation song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So lobster's getting lots of play. And speaking of play, well, we like to play with Johnny Funcheap because he knows the cheap way and the free way to do things. Hi, Johnny.
Hello. Happy almost Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We have 3 days to go. And I guess I said it yesterday, if you don't do something today or tomorrow, boy, you're in a lot of trouble.
You are. And, you know, a lot of people will go for the flowers or go for the price-fixed lunches and dinners. But we wanted to try to find some fun, weird, perfectly Bay Area and San Francisco alternative ways to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Perfect.
So the first one we've got for you is a Valentine's Day haunted house.
Ooh.
So normally haunted houses are just on Halloween, right? Well, there's these guys that's called Fear Overload, and they have a Valentine's Day haunted house called Your Bloody Valentine. That's at the Bayfair Center in San Leandro. They've got two haunted houses that are set up there. It's not free. It's $25, but it's the only way that you're going to get huge scares on Valentine's Day unless you are having big problems with the person that you are trying to seduce.
Johnny, that's so fun cheap because I have to tell you, that's better than $125 for a dozen roses.
Yes. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, my God. We got so many other kind of interesting things. There is a pit bull kissing booth. So if you don't have a date on Valentine's Day, you can go. They're calling it a pity party, pity for pit bull.
Oh, that's cute.
And this is put on by the San Francisco SPCA. It's part of their Adopt-a-Thon weekend. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all of the fees for adopting lovable little cats and dogs, all the fees are going to be waived. On Friday, they're having a party where it's kitty cuddles. You can cuddle all the cats you want. And on Saturday and Sunday, you can smooch up to a pit bull.
That's nice. You know, it's a great idea. And people, you know, pit bulls have this horrible reputation, but that's because of their naughty, naughty owners. And so, I love the whole SPCA thing.
Yeah, that's a great idea because I keep going on these lousy dates and going, I'm just going to get a pug. A pug will love me.
Yes.
Well, now you can test your pit bull out before you take it home.
I like it.
That's a great idea.
Let's see. If you're looking at something that's kind of a little bit more on the edge, there's an annual erotic art show at a place called SOMArts in San Francisco. They have 25 erotic artists that are going to be showing over 450 photographs that go from tastefully nude to quite extreme, because we are in the Bay Area.
Cool.
So this is like strictly 18 plus. On Friday and Saturday, they actually have performance art as well with pole dancing and rope tying. Those are $15. But if you want to just go see titillating art with your date on Sunday, on Valentine's Day, the art exhibit is completely free.
That's fantastic.
Could you be more suggestive than taking your date to that? I mean, how fun. Right. I mean, how's it going to end? I think you know.
Hey, I'm a little confused by the you have to be 18 to get in, really? I mean, if it's art?
Yeah, that's what they say. It's 18 plus to get in. I mean, it's pretty. I'm a pretty liberal guy. I like a lot of stuff. This is some hardcore stuff.
Okay.
So you have to be prepared.
It's a little bit more toward kink.com.
I was just thinking kink.com. Yeah. That's funny. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
We're on the same page. Yes.
Okay, great. Excellent. Well, okay. Yeah. I love it. This is the thing that's called On the Edge erotic photography and sculpture. Got it. Great. Thanks. Okay, next thing.
And then if you really want to take it to the far edge, in the Castro on the 13th is the Body Freedom Nude Love Parade. So if you don't want to see photos of naked people, you want to see them in person, you want to see the wieners all out, that'll be happening at noon noon on Saturday in the Castro. So either beware or come as bear as you dare. And join them.
So much fun.
Good advice.
Why did they not have this last weekend when the Super Bowl people were here? Can you imagine those people from Carolina and from Colorado? Well, the Colorado people would be stunned. They'd be cool with it. But yeah, the Carolina Panthers people, they just freak.
Well, it's going to be great weather for running around naked.
Right.
I might just jump in.
I love that. Is that an annual event? How often does
it is?
Do
Are you going to plan for next year? You have 364 days. To get
I know, right? Yeah. I'm thinking there's a good reason to take Bart into the city. Yeah.
okay. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about is probably the most fun event, I think, on Valentine's Day. Everybody knows about Pillow Fight, right? You know Pillow Fight.
Yes.
Totally unpermitted, unofficial, but some reason everybody descends on Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco right before the stroke of 6 o'clock on Valentine's night and breaks out their pillows and has a good time and bashes each other lovingly. If you do go down there, again, we don't know if the fuzz is going to let us do it or not. But just make sure you bring a garbage bag because there's some detritus and feathers that fly out. And if you go there and you want to have a good time, bring one garbage bag and pick some of the stuff up and take it home with you so we can be responsible fun havers in the Bay Area. And if you just can't get enough, also in San Jose on noon on Valentine's Day, they have San Jose. They call it Feathers of Fury, and it's their own pillow fight at a secret location in downtown San Francisco. And we'll have the downtown San Jose, and we'll have the links on funcheap.com to where you can find out where that secret location is, so you can get double your pillow bashing pleasure
now.
Valentine's Day,
I want to ask you now. Because last year was my first for this, and I was reminded that you should bring a face mask or something.
Oh, I was telling you that.
Yeah, right? Because there's a secret to this, and that's what it is, right? Make sure you bring
the pro tip is that there's so much fuzz and dander in the air. Yeah, right. Wear scuba or goggles and put a bandana over your mouth.
Right
on. Put a bandana over your mouth. And your arms are going to be sore. It's a workout. It's like kickboxing. It is so much fun, but it is tiring. And, yeah, wear a bandana over your mouth because you'll suck in some feathers, and that would not be a great way to spend the night at the emergency room.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you talk about getting your dander up. Well, then that thing in the Castro, I guess it is going north anyway. All right.
Woo-hoo, all kinds of fun going on.
I know. I love it, Johnny Funcheap. Thank you very much. That was a lot
great.
Of fun.
Talk to you next week.
Okay. Have a happy Valentine's Day. All right. We're going to take a break when we come back. Lightning has struck the Bay Area. Oh, my God. How'd this happen? It looks like the Raiders are going to stay here. Good Lord. So I am going to play this Australian dude who yells gibberish when lightning strikes near his girlfriend because lightning has struck Oakland. And we're going to talk to John Lobertini about it coming up here right after the news. And we'll chat about all things lightning. Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot going on. So don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com.
Listen to Michael Finney's Fines Monday through Friday at 7:50 a.m. and 5:12 p.m. for the latest in consumer news. Brought to you by Vitucci and Associates.
The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I'm a man who's got
hanging out in San Francisco this weekend after Johnny Funcheap with all that fun. You can check it out at KGORadio.com. We have the link there for all the free and erotic Valentine's Day stuff that's on the way.
You're just my type.
I know.
Naked.
You got it. All right, lightning strikes. We'll get to that in a second with John Lobertini from the KGO Newsroom. But get this. So there was this dude in Australia who was filming his girlfriend by the ocean last weekend, and lightning struck about 30 feet away from her. So check this out. I mean, you know, it sounds like complete gibberish, but they've got the accent working. And then this is real. You can actually hear the lightning.
Hey, baby, slow down. Wait for me. Oh, wow, it's pretty rocky here, hey. Hey, slow down on the rocks, baby. It's dangerous out there.
Jesus, come back here. Oh, my God, baby. The London Bond just missed you. Holy bloody mother of God. Jesus, my God, baby. Come back. The London Bond will hit ya. Oh, my God, baby. You are.
Holy mother of God, Jesus, effing baby. Come back. It sounds like the Raiders are staying in the Bay.
I think he needs one of these pink peeps that somebody left in the studio.
Oh,
here.
I'm eating that.
Yeah, there you
he,
go.
He blooped his diapers, it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, he
or
did.
He needs to change his
yeah.
pants.
Yeah, wow. And nobody was hurt.
Well, there
so
you
that
go.
Was, that
so
was
we
a
can
lot of
laugh
fun.
All night about
yes,
that, can't we?
Yes, we can. That's like the emergency defecation situation from the New Zealand state radio. Yeah, just as much fun. All right, well, lightning strikes for the Raiders.
Yeah.
How
the
about
Raiders,
that?
Well, you know, after all this talk about maybe they'll go to San Diego, maybe they'll go to Las Vegas, maybe they'll go to San Antonio. Today they agreed with the city of Oakland and the county and what's called the Joint Powers Authority, which manages the Oakland Coliseum complex. They've agreed to play at the Coliseum next year, but there are options in that agreement to play in 2017 and 2018. But what this does is it creates time to come together on some kind of stadium deal. And Mark Davis today said, and he is the owner of the Raiders, and he does not talk very often.
Right.
But he said a couple of interesting things today. He says, to make this work, we've got to get the A's on board, because the plan right now is to build a new baseball stadium and a football stadium on that parking lot where they've got the baseball football stadium and the arena where the Warriors play. So there's that dynamic.
Well, they have the real estate, so they could do it.
Yeah, it's conceivable they could do it.
Right.
He also says that it was always their intention to stay in Oakland. But, of course, all of that is contingent on getting a stadium down there, because there's a lot of money to be made in advertising revenue and luxury boxes. I mean, you've seen what the 49ers have done with Levi's Stadium. You know, they rent that place out to businesses for dinners and training sessions,
for sure.
And they have
yeah.
that museum over there that where people have to come in and pay $25 a pop to tour, you know, all of this memorabilia of the great 49er years. But what I think is interesting, too, and we'll have to go back to last week for this, obviously the Super Bowl in town for 2 weeks, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell had what they call the State of the League address. And he said directly, and we had it in on this newscast, that it is his intention to do everything possible to keep the San Diego Chargers and the Oakland Raiders in their current markets. He says moving is not easy, unless, of course, you're putting a team in Los Angeles where there hasn't been one for 21 years. So the long and the short of it is a deal in place to keep the Raiders here for at least one more year. But this agreement has options for 2017 and 2018. And what that means is if they're close to something on a new stadium deal, then that gives them the option to both parties to say, okay, well, we've got something in place. Stay and play here for another couple of years while we build this stadium.
Well, and Oakland has, you know, the mayor has done, she's done a great job at trying to put some proposal together. And
I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan, but you know, she did though say that she knew how the NFL owners were going to vote when it came down to whether or not the Raiders and the Chargers were going to build a stadium, or it was going to be the Rams and someone else. She knew that the Raiders were going to be the odd man out, so maybe that's why she didn't rush to have some sort of proposal ready before they went down there to that meeting, because she hinted she knew how that was going to go.
Right. Okay, well, the Las Vegas rumors, and I know that the NFL, the owners and Goodell hated on that whole idea, so that wasn't really realistic.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
not going to happen probably in any sport for a while.
Sure. And I don't understand. Well, I do and I don't. I think I'm really happy for the Raiders fans, because, my God, they've been pulled through the dirt.
They have
all of this, and they stick by Mark Davis and the Raiders. So this is good news.
They've got history here.
Yeah, and you know, I want to say this. You know, talking about Roger Goodell, back to that point of him speaking up while the Super Bowl was going on. There's so much. I get the LA thing, but that's not going to happen. There's so much money and resource here. Why not?
Well, you and I have talked about this. Tech is moving into Oakland.
Yes.
And if the Raiders are patient, the market that they've always longed for may grow and develop around them. Because if Tech can, you know, there's a lot of talk about where Tech is right now, but we do know one thing, that San Francisco is impacted, San Jose, Silicon Valley is impacted. Oakland is where a lot of tech businesses, or Uber has moved its corporate offices.
Sure. There's only so much room here in the city.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's just obvious, the geographics, but it's got to go somewhere. So, yeah, I'm totally down with you. I think if Mark Davis were to pull out of Oakland in 10 years from now, he might regret moving out of Oakland.
Yeah. Heather's turning blue over here.
My head's exploding. You seriously think techies are going to go see Raiders games?
What I'm telling you is that businesses...
No, but money is moving over there.
Money is moving into Oakland.
Right.
And as those businesses grow,
They'll
want to be... You know, let's face it. Clients will want to go see games. Those guys will buy luxury boxes.
I think so.
Oh, Heather, that's so cute.
See.
That's so cute that you don't buy that.
No, I see it working with the Niners. I see it working with the Warriors. I was slightly skeptical about the Raiders.
I live over there, and I know what my rent is every month. So the money's flying around over there.
Right.
Yeah.
But is that where I want to entertain clients, where there's all these hooligans that wear black and silver face paint and stuff like that?
Well,
I'd be like, that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's and okay. I'm not sure what one has to do with the other. The point is that the Oakland Raiders and the Oakland A's get together and they build two fantastic stadiums for each sport. Yeah, the community itself is going to continue to grow. And what Libertini is saying is the money is going to go there because it just is, you know.
Well, you can already see what gentrification has done
here
to San Francisco,
right.
The Mission District, for example. And I'm telling you, tech starts to move in there, they really start to take over block after block after block, and people and all the flatlands over there that have historically been, you know, downtrodden, rough neighborhoods, those people in all life could get forced out. And so, I mean, the point here is that tech is moving in over there. Those people need a place to live, and money talks. And they'll go in and start to clear out areas, put new businesses in there, corporate offices, and grow those areas from the business out. And that has a pretty powerful impact on neighborhoods.
Okay. All right. So that's the latest. By the way, I have a very, very, very wealthy friend who is a big Raiders fan.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
You know, honestly,
I'm not saying it has anything to do with money, just taste and style, but I get it also that on an industry level and on a neighborhood level, I get what you're saying.
You know what? Yeah. I tell you what, I feel safer at a Raiders game than I do at a 49ers game. Those people
That's
with all the black and silver paint.
Well, they're family.
Nice guys.
Yeah.
They're nice people. They look scary as hell, but that's the point. They're decent folks. Yeah, they're trying to intimidate the outsiders, not the locals.
And they
that's
do a good
true.
Job.
You know, I think we
them.
Should take Heather down there with her little
Red Riding Hood
outfit. And
what?
I love it. All right, I got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the anti-Beyonce protest that's going to be crashed by an anti-Beyonce protest rally all on the way this next Tuesday. Oh, this is so much fun. And more on the way with the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Don't like smiles. Are you reading my consent?
That's not Cream. Any guesses? Think Kiss.
Ace Frehley?
Yes, very good.
Wow.
I love that song. Okay, so Ace Frehley from Kiss will release a new solo album called Origins Volume 1, and... it's a cover album in April it will drop, and it features new takes on songs from Thin Lizzy, Steppenwolf, Hendrix, Zeppelin, and The Kinks. So it sounds pretty good. And apparently all of this stuff with Ace's Bad Blood, you know, all of that with Paul Stanley, that's not a thing. That's BS, because Paul Stanley, interestingly enough, is doing Fire and Water by Free. Yeah.
Cool.
On his album. So not buying that argument.
Who's going to do Layla?
I don't know. Oh, well, check it out. The other guest stars include Slash, Lita Ford. Lita Ford, maybe. Pearl Jam's Mike McCready.
Cool.
And there you just heard the first single, which is White Room.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Good stuff. All right. So other things that are going on. talking about music, let's go to Weezy. And let me tell you, we're going to go to Kanye. This controversy today, his new album came out, and you know, it's TLOP, and there was a contest of what does that mean? TLOP rhymes with flop. I don't know. Title lacks originality. People... two legs,
but
one
the
penis.
Big thing is that he called out Taylor Swift and everybody's melting down.
Right. It's actually the life of Pablo, whether that's Pablo Picasso or Pablo Escobar. I don't know, but, you know, it's not no more parties in L.A., that's for sure. But last night on Jeopardy, of all places, with Alex Trebek, there was this USC student on who talked to Alex Trebek about how much he loves Kanye West. Listen to this.
Oh, no.
Sam Deutsch is a junior from USC, the University of Southern California. And you're into music, I gather, but a particular musician, Kanye West, who has become a great inspiration for you. In what way?
I mean, honestly, every way. He is music, of course, but also he's recently getting into fashion, which I really respect. He has some great shoes coming out. That's not a promotion or anything, just everybody would agree with me on that. And finally, just his aura, he really carries himself in a way that he's his own man, I respect
Didn't he indicate at some point that he might consider running for president?
I'm voting for him.
And there you have
and,
it.
And,
yeah,
and this kid is supposedly smart enough to be on Jeopardy?
Yes.
My head's exploding.
That's twice in two segments.
That was on the TV screen last night. That was that pimply kid with the ugly sweatshirt?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. The world's going to hell in a handbasket.
Right.
Do we need to check in with what that exact lyric was that has everybody's head exploding on
that
social
line
media?
About having that Kanye had sex with Taylor Swift?
No. It says, here's from the song Famous, forthcoming. I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. I made that bitch famous. I mean, these people are going nuts. And you can see why. Made her famous because you interrupted her getting an award?
I love conspiracies because I said earlier, you know, all of this stuff with TMZ, it's just all Blac Chyna. It's all Kardashians. It's all Amber Rose. It's all Yeezy. It's all Kanye. It's all of this stuff. And I just think they're all just in on it and making it happen.
Oh, you think Taylor's even in on it?
Yeah, Taylor's probably in on it, too. You know, because she has that sweetie pie image.
Mm-hmm.
Why not Blac Chyna it up a little bit? You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. Just saying.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
Okay, then there's this protest, and then there's an anti-protest for the protest, a counter-protest happening in New York City at the NFL headquarters this coming Tuesday. And this all started with this Blaze reporter ripping into Beyonce for her Super Bowl performance and, you know, the whole formation thing. Here we go.
Beyonce didn't reference the Black Panthers to bring about some kind of positive change. She did it to get attention. Good for you. You made headlines. You just like President Obama, Jada Pinkett Smith, Al Sharpton, and so many others just can't let America heal. Keep ripping off the historical Band-Aid. Why be a cultural leader when you can play the victim, right? Guess what, Beyonce? White people like your music, too. White people buy your songs on iTunes, memorize your lyrics, and admire your talent and beauty. Little white girls want to be like you just as little black girls do. But instead of recognizing that, you would rather perpetuate the great battle of the races. Your husband was a drug dealer. For 14 years, he sold crack cocaine. Talk about protecting black neighborhoods. Start at home.
Oh, my God. And you're not perpetuating the fight. Oh, God, I was like that voice. Oh. How did she get a job?
So there will be a protest, and then there'll be a counter-protest. So it ought to be an interesting Tuesday in NYC. All things Beyonce. And then...
I'm just curious if it'll actually go
off. What is going on in Canada? I mean, also a politician in Toronto wants the Canadian government to investigate Beyonce to see if she's funding the new Black Panthers and stop her from performing there in May because of what she did at the Super Bowl. Come on, people. It was a performance. That's it.
Settle down.
I mean, this is Toronto who had the crack-smoking mayor, Tom Ford. Remember that? What the hell are they talking about?
They're smoking crack again,
I guess. Yeah, or they should be. One or the other. All right. All things love. Or not. Maybe not. Maybe you need to chill on the romance thing. Our Drexpert, our love guide, Tara Fields is up next to we'll talk about it and talk it out.
We'll get back to loving each other.
Yeah, let's do it. That's on the way, coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.